And were there times of celebrations or occasions where the valley would socialise together, things like Christmas or
Christmas. I know the guild even to this day has a Christmas function, and back then they had one, so that was kids not included. But the school, they always did a Christmas show every year in the hall. It'd be at the hall, and that was a big event. That was I can remember learning my lines for that one year. I think I was the main part. So, yeah, it was every year the school would have a big Christmas do of the children, you know, that you see like in America now or so, or even with our... It was more important, a bigger event back then than probably my children I've seen of my children as such. Or you don't have, but every year it would be just before Christmas, just before the end of the school, there'd be a big play or singing or something, you know, and we'd all dress up and the parents would go down, and yeah, it was fun. And yeah, I think we camped on, we'd have pet days. I remember riding my horse to school one day because that was my pet. We'd have pet days once a year at school. I remember camping on at the school a few times, and even making, you know, we'd have to cook our own food, and we had the cans we made, you know, or had a can and we had the holes in and lit the fire, so that was like our stove as such. That's
it. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like an amazing childhood, growing up, all that freedom, all that opportunity to camp and explore and be allowed out whatever time.
It was actually, it was. And I even, Halloween, is it? No, trick or treat night. And all, like, I mean, my children now, if they want trick or treat, we have to drive them. Well, luckily they're older now, that they don't really want to do it. But we'd drive them around. Back when we were younger, we would all meet together and we would all go to every, you know, we'd leave home, say, yeah, we're off trick or treating, and we'd have groups of people or something. And we'd walk for miles. Well, we'd walk from our house down to the crossroads at least. And I remember one of the valley residents, he said a trick. So we actually did soap on his car or something and did scratch it. So we did get in trouble for that, unfortunately. But he should have given us a lolly. And then we would all go to the church. I don't know why, all of us kids. Like, Mum and Dad went around. This was, you know, we'd spook each other at the church or something. We wouldn't go inside, but the graveyards or something. And, because it was Halloween and, yeah, and we'd all dress. Yeah, it was quite amazing. And we'd get back late and dark. It'd be very dark. And I would have been quite little, I'd say.
And I guess now parents can't really do that in the same way because you're not all doing the same thing as a community and like you did when you were kids.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And more cars now, just a lot more cars, a lot more traffic on the road, people grazing out here, everyone... You know, my children even have sports, and you know, I can make 3 trips in and out here at night. Whereas back then, everything was in the valley. We didn't actually. I did sports. I was in the netball team at the school, the school netball team, and I don't think until I got to college did I play out. I would just play netball at school, but I can't remember.
After school,
we didn't have anything like that. We just ride our horse or be out in the field. Whereas, now there's traffic, there's cars all the time, movement around, that you don't, it's not even that safe really walking the roads back in the, summer, my feet were black with tar, you know, we'd just walk bare feet everywhere and, you know, off for a swim and your feet were black nearly the whole time with tar, it was hot and, yeah, or biking, yeah, it's different now, it's not as safe, it's not safe through traffic as such. The roads are still okay, but just the traffic isn't, and cars seem to be faster, or drivers are faster now. You know, everyone, like you said, if there was a car on the road, they'd know you, everyone would know each other, you know, they'd stop, do you want a lift somewhere, you know, yes or no. I think I broke my toe, that was breaking my toe at school one day, and this boy, it was his fault afterwards. Well, the beam, I was picking up the beam had dropped and I picked it up by its legs and it dropped, the wood fell out and dropped on my big toe, and then one boy kept on standing on it the whole day, and I was in agony. I don't think I cried, I was just very angry, and I remember walking home, and I got to the hill near my granddad's, and they stopped, the mum stopped, because they live further, so the mum would always pick them up after school, and she stopped and says, look, you've got a sore foot, let me take you home. No, I would not get in that car. So she stopped at mum's and said, look, your daughter won't get in the car, I don't know why, because I didn't say it was him or anything, I just refused to get in the car, no I'm not, and cried and kept walking. So she stopped and said to mum, look, your daughter's got a sore foot, you know, she's hobbling, so mum got a new car and came and got me, which was nice. So it was like that in the valley, you know. Actually my son and his friend, a couple of years ago, his friend got a big cut on his, they had gone to the golf course actually and they were whacking balls, and he got hit by a club, by my son unfortunately, and he came back bleeding, absolutely blood everywhere. Two cars had stopped, which was nice to say, and a few more passed, are you okay, but no one came up, and they went, yep, we're fine, keep walking. No one came up to tell me, or even say, get in the car to the kids, and they walked home and walked in the door, and two cars had stopped, but hadn't, you know.
They didn't know who you were.
They probably didn't know who I was, yeah, just very different, yeah.
Yeah, quite different really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You remembered so much. That's great. Are there other things that you've thought about that you think, oh yeah, that's something special that other people should know about what life was like in the valley, particularly when you were younger?
No. Riding, not really. I'd say even riding my bike, I remember getting told off by the headmaster. I went to my friend's house after school, which lived past the crossroads, so down the other way, and she jumped on the handlebars, and we would do that all the time. We'd just, if we had a bike, you know, we could get someone else on the handlebars, or we'd have five on the bike if we could, and ride. And I remember getting told off the next day by the headmaster, and my parents had been phoned, but I thought, how dare they, because school had finished. But when I look at it now, you know, they're still responsible till you get home, but, yeah.
So were the teachers that you had, were they coming into the valley specifically to teach you, or did they ever sort of have a different approach to things? So maybe the parents who said, yep, go for it, do what you like.
They did teach. They were pretty strict. And it was called a Harrow Model School. I think that's more, a model means, maybe I'm wrong, as new teachers coming in to teach or something. And they were quite strict, especially the first headmaster. and his wife, they were very, very strict and run a tight-knit school. We could do bulrush, climb trees, because it was all in the, you know, within break time, but then we had to do work in the school, and they were quite strict, and, you know, if something happened, you know, your parents would be phoned and that. I don't think we did anything too naughty. None of us, no. Yeah.
No, that's fantastic.